We have with us this morning Howard Winchester from Learn Heroes. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We've been here since like 6 o'clock, so we may be getting a little punchy, but that's okay.
Just need some more coffee.
There you go. There you go. Yep, coffee in the morning show. So excited to have you here, Learning Heroes. I've gotten to see a little bit about it, and we're excited to hear what you're doing out there. I'm personally a big proponent of parental participation in student learning over the whole spectrum. I mean, and this is something whether you homeschool, whether you're online, whether you're in a private school or a public school or whatever you're doing, I think it is so important for parents to be engaged with their children's learning.
Totally agree with you.
Awesome. So can you provide a little background to the Learning Heroes organization and describe who can be a learning hero?
Yeah, of course. So Learning Heroes was created about 7 years ago, and we were created to essentially help get a more accurate picture of their child's academic success and development. We under simply relying on, you know, a report card grade or a test grade alone does not tell the full story of schooling, right? We've learned through our research that 9 out of 10 parents believe that their child is at or above grade level. But in reality, only about a third of students are actually performing on grade level reading and math. You know, we work and partner with multiple organizations in conducting that research to figuring out just what parents are thinking and what they need when it comes to their child's education. We then take and then we create research-based resources like our flagship tool, the Readiness Check, that we disseminate to families with the help of our amazing partners. And to answer your second question, anyone can be a learning hero. We recognize that parents and guardians, they're the experts on their children. So using that relationship, but then partnering with your child's teacher and school educators is what really helps get teachers and parents what they need to truly be the learning heroes in that child's life. Advocating for them and making sure that they're successful are really the basic requirements to being a learning hero. The only other question we ask is, what's your cake size and what's your favorite color?
Oh, there we go. There we go. And you know what? And I know you've got some exciting stuff coming up this morning. Can you tell our listening audience a little bit about Summer Recharge and how parents and families can become engaged with these materials?
Yeah, so we just recently, about a month ago, launched our Recharge, and it's our latest campaign that, again, as I earlier mentioned, is research-based. It's geared towards pairing parents and teachers together to help co-create a simple plan that maximizes summer break to expand upon learning in a fun and meaningful way. So the campaign is aimed at utilizing summer as a critical time to support student progress, refuel their passion, and refuel their purpose. And it focuses on 3 key moments that we've identified to help families throughout summer and then heading into the school months. And those are reviewing key skills, reconnecting with what matters, and reflecting on progress. So we're in the tail end of the first phase, which was reviewing key skills, which focused on parents having that end-of-school conversation with their child's teacher to figure out what skills their child should work on over the summer. And with summer officially starting this week, we're transitioning into the second phase, which is reconnecting with what matters. And this is all about focusing on life skills.
I noted that you use a lot of rewords, R-E this, yeah. R-E that, throughout the campaign message. Curious why there's a special emphasis on those particular words.
Yes, yeah, so we sat back in earlier this year when we were developing the summer campaign, and we kind of kept focusing on this idea of recharging. You know, parents, after the last year, everyone, but specifically parents, really, really needed, you know, a recharge. And a couple of people in our organization, we felt that reword really just kind of gave true emphasis on how parents are feeling, you know, this summer. You know, they want to reconnect. They want to reflect. They want to recharge. They want to revisit. You know, so they want to redo. You know, basically after the year that we've had, it's like let's put 2020 behind us and just have a redo of what life should be like. And that's kind of where that recharge and all those rewords came about, to best kind of describe what parents are feeling about this summer.
That's awesome. And, you know, and you mentioned parents and teachers. You know, why do you think the parent-teacher relationship?
Yeah, so parent-teacher relationship is so important. As you guys know, sometimes it takes a village. You know, having someone who believes in your child just as much as you do is immeasurable and one of the cornerstones to how a child can best develop. Parents are the experts on their child, but teachers have a strong influence and understanding of how your child learns as well. You know, they're with them about 8 or 9 hours throughout the day. And approaching this relationship as a both and instead of an either or is what can really bring success to that child's development. Parents and teachers working in tandem is what we at Learning Heroes strive to push daily. And with resources like Summer Recharge, we can provide not only tips and tools for parents, but guides for educators and how they can engage with families. It's really a win-win approach.
Perfect. Can you go a little more in depth on the particular resources families can utilize as it relates to Summer Recharge? You know, how can they access, you know, mentioned the readiness check and parent-teacher planning tool?
Yeah, so the two major tools that help to enrich summer learning are, as you mentioned, our readiness check and our parent-teacher planning tool. The readiness check is our flagship tool. It helps teachers by giving parents another measure of where their child is on grade level reading and math, because honestly, let's face it, when a child is behind, it can be hard sometimes for parents, for teachers to have those tough conversations with the parent. So for kids, the readiness check feels more so like a game instead of a test. You know, it works on any device, even mobile, and it takes just a couple of minutes. The child answers 3 to 5 highly predictive questions that are that were designed by reading and math experts. They then would give the device back to their parent, who can see how they scored, and then the parent gets connected to tons of free skill-specific activities that they can use to support learning at home. Our parent-teacher planning tool is an awesome resource for parents and families that helps them jot down what they're noticing about their child's academic development and then help guide that conversation to have with their child's teacher at the beginning of the next school year.
All right. And if you find out more about Learning Heroes and all of the resources that you have, both parents and teachers, how would they do so?
Yeah, so you can use Summer Recharge, Readiness Check, and all the other resources that we have at bealearninghero.org. Our website's filled with so many resources, tools, partner resources for not just parents and families, but for educators as well. So if you're a teacher listening, you can head there too and utilize our site. All of our resources are absolutely free, so there's no payment attached to any of them. And we never try to reinvent the wheel, so we focus on what gaps we see are in the educational space, and we use our research to develop those resources that we feel parents, families, and educators will see value in using.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That is Howard Winchester with learningheroes.org, and that's where you can go, learningheroes.org, to find out about all of the resources available from Learning Heroes and the ways that you can partner either with parents or as parents with your children's teachers. Hey, thank you for joining us today, Howard.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.